Hainstock is accused of killing Weston School's principal John Klang last September 29th in a hallway outside his office just as the school day was starting. After his arrest, Hainstock admitted to police that he, quote, freaked out and fired three shots at Klang when the principal tried to wrestle the gun away from him. Hainstock's attorneys have tried to portray the teen as a troubled boy from a broken family, the victim of schoolyard teasing that he blamed school officials for ignoring. During the jury selection, public defender John Helland probed prospective jurors' attitudes about school violence and bullying.
Does anyone think that people who complain about teasing and bullying at school are just complainers, that there's little substance to it?
One prospective juror who described his own experience of fighting back against bullying was eventually struck from the jury pool. Hainstock suffers from attention deficit disorder, and attorney Helland also asked the jurors if any of them believed the condition was just a product of junk science.
How many think, you know, back in the old days, we didn't deal with that stuff. Anyone think like that? Anyone think it's a real thing?
Helland also asked whether any of the jurors thought that since the murder happened in a school, there should be a lower threshold of proof for finding Hainstock guilty. The prosecution has painted Hainstock as a selfish and violence-prone liar. The 16-year-old is being tried as an adult and faces a possible life sentence if convicted. The trial is expected to last through next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.